This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Twitter unleashes speech police enforcers to control the narrative on vaccines. Yes, Twitter has rolled out a new feature that every time you search for anything about vaccines or even talk about vaccines on Twitter, you will be corrected by Twitter's Ministry of Vaccine Truth, which will give you links to official pages on vaccines that, of course, try to indoctrinate you with all the typical lies about vaccines. Oh, vaccines are all safe and effective, and they don't contain any ingredients at all. There's nothing in it. They're awesome. They always work, blah, blah, blah. So what's funny about this is, of course, Twitter is playing right into our hands in a way. People don't want to be told what to think. People don't want to be policed in terms of their speech. And when Twitter starts popping up these messages like, how dare you discuss the composition of a vaccine? That's not allowed. You have to go to this official government website or CDC website. This is what you have to. People's reaction to that is going to essentially result in a massive backlash against Twitter. I bet you Twitter will pull this feature after a while because it's going to result in more people questioning vaccines. Like before, when folks were just talking about vaccines online, you know, it was just a normal conversation. But now Twitter jumps in with speech police, like online Nazis. You must believe this view on vaccines. That's going to raise a lot of red flags in the minds of people, especially Americans who have grown to become very, very skeptical of all official positions, especially when Mark Zuckerberg gets involved, or in this case, Jack Dorsey gets involved, or Google starts selectively censoring as they've done, or when YouTube accounts get shut off. I tell you what's interesting in all of this. All this censorship has brought the vaccine truth videos to Brighteon.com. That's our YouTube alternative website, Brighteon.com. It's spelled Bright, E-O-N, like a bright eon, .com. Version 2.0 is launching in June. That will be even more resistant to upstream censorship efforts that try to take us offline. We've got, I don't know, how many thousand vaccine videos on there now, many of which were banned on YouTube and banned on Twitter and banned on Facebook. So Brighteon is becoming the place to get the truth about vaccines. And what's interesting here, really, is that Twitter won't even let you talk about vaccine ingredients. You can't talk about what's in them. Think about how insane that is. You go to the grocery store, federal law mandates that the food you buy has an ingredients label that tells you what you're going to eat. What's in this? And you can see the ingredients. It's required by law. Believe me, if it wasn't required by law, it wouldn't be there. These food companies don't want you to know what's in their food. Most of them don't. But for vaccines, you can't talk about the composition. You can't talk about it. And the media lies about it, of course, as you would expect. But you can go to the CDC's website and you can go to the FDA's website. And we've done this and we've gathered their documents. So this is publicly posted government documentation. And we've copied the PDFs over to the Natural News .com servers, and you can see these throughout natural news articles about vaccines, and they admit the composition of vaccines. And again, I've linked to this so many times, vaccines are made with mercury in a preservative called thimerosal. Vaccines are made with diseased African green monkey kidney cells. That's listed right there. Vaccines are made with aborted human fetal tissue that's cloned generation after generation. The cell lines, if I'm remembering correctly, are called WI-38 and MRC-5. That's in vaccines. The CDC admits vaccines contain antibiotics, aluminum adjuvants, squalene, monosodium glutamate, formaldehyde, and many other chemicals that you would not want to mainline into your muscles or veins, God forbid. This stuff is toxic. But you're not allowed to talk about it on Twitter. So Twitter actually is becoming the speech police. This is why I repeat my call for Jack Dorsey to be arrested and indicted for crimes against humanity. Jack Dorsey, in my view, is an unindicted criminal, a mafia leader of the tech tyranny conspiracy that is selectively censoring the truth about all kinds of topics, not just vaccines, but also anti-cancer foods, anti-cancer information. See, the cancer industry doesn't want you to be able to talk about how to avoid chemotherapy, how to never get cancer, you know, nutrients like vitamin D or anti-cancer medicinal mushrooms or anti-cancer sulforaphane molecules found in broccoli sprouts and cruciferous vegetables. It, you know, just goes on and on. The anti-cancer effects of omega-3 fatty acids or turmeric, curcumin, you know, ginger, garlic, onions. I mean, it just goes on and on. Almost every fresh produce in the grocery store has some kind of anti-cancer molecule in it. But you're not allowed to talk about it. Just like you're not allowed to talk about vaccines unless you have the official view. This is just like Facebook, which recently declared that Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson and Laura Loomer were all, quote, dangerous individuals. They were literally labeled dangerous. And then Zuckerberg said, you're only allowed to post comments about, let's say, Laura Loomer or photos of Laura Loomer if you condemn her. So this is required hate speech now. This is beyond just thought police and speech police. This is mandatory hate speech by Facebook. And essentially the same thing has happened now with Twitter, where you are mandated to say something positive about vaccines. Like maybe on Twitter, you could post a tweet. It's like, vaccines are awesome. They never cause nothing. Whatever stupid low IQ comment you could think of for thinking vaccines are awesome. We've never been lied to, ever, ever. What if you just started putting out denials? No, the polio vaccine did not contain hidden cancer viral strains called SV40 that infected 98 million Americans. And no, the CDC did not scrub its website of that in the year 2013 in order to revise history and delete that true incident from the history of humankind. No, none of that ever happened. Like, that should be your tweet. No, vaccines were never faked by Merck, and there isn't a False Claims Act that was filed by former Merck virologists who told the federal government under oath that Merck management ordered them to fake the studies in order to get FDA approval for the MMR vaccine that doesn't work. No, that never happened. Maybe you should tweet that out. I mean, we could just go on and on. This would be really amusing. Maybe you could tweet, humanity never survived until vaccines came along. Yeah, let the logic people play around with that one. That's interesting. Vaccines have only been around roughly 100 years in their modern form. Humanity's been around, according to the anthropologists, for hundreds of thousands of years. So how did humans survive before vaccines? Huh. And how do animals in the wild survive without vaccines? Well, you're not allowed to ask that. You have to have the official opinion. So, by the way, Brighteon.com right now is the video platform, but we are adding Twitter-like functionality to it later in the year. At least that's the current plan. We're currently working on the transition to Brighteon 2.0, but as soon as we finish that, we're going to be working on the Twitter text-like functionality where we'll have text messaging capabilities. So if you have an account on Brighteon, you'll be able to have followers. They can subscribe to your channel. And you'll be able to post videos as well as text, comments. And your followers will see everything that you post. If they follow your channel, they will see everything. We do not shadow ban. We do not filter. We do not prevent them from seeing your video or your text or anything. If they don't like what you have to say, they can unsubscribe from your channel. That's our view on it. I mean, every person has their own channel. People want to follow you, that's their business. It's not our job to interfere with that. I mean, there's certain limitations, of course. You can't post content that's illegal under federal law, like, I don't know, crazy murder snuff videos or whatever. We do have to take those down. Well, not just we have to. We also think that's inappropriate, and we don't want that on there. But hey, just because you have a video that you're Maybe you are condemning transgenderism and the lunacy of gender fluidity. You'd be banned everywhere else. You're not banned on Brighteon. Maybe, like Louis Farrakhan, you know, you speak out against the Jews. Well, that's not my opinion. I've defended the right of the Jewish people to exist, but I also defend Louis Farrakhan's right to speak. And Louis Farrakhan is welcome to have a video channel, frankly. I mean, as long as he doesn't advocate the violent murder of more Jews, we'd have to ban that, obviously. But if he wants to go on there and advocate hatred against the Jewish people, you know what? I would hope that people wouldn't follow him for that message, but he still has the right to say it. You know, it's not up to us to agree with everybody. I mean, hopefully we would all be able to hear something like that and reject it and say that's absurd. But you need to be able to see what people are saying. You can't drive it underground and have all the speech go underground where it kind of festers in the darkness. You need to bring it out into the light so that everybody can see and everybody can decide that that's not the kind of speech that we want to subscribe to. You know, give people the choice. That's what we believe at Brighteon.com. So yeah, check it out. I've been banned off Twitter for several months now, permanently banned with no reason. Of course, they didn't give us a reason, but it maybe has something to do with vaccines. Who knows? Twitter is now a place of incredible disinformation, and Jack Dorsey is a propagandist and a disinformation agent, and I believe an unindicted criminal who has committed crimes against humanity. He's dangerous, and he must be removed from power through legal means, in my view, and we'll see if that ever happens. In the meantime, choose alternative platforms like Gab, gab.com, and again, coming soon, Brighteon.com 2.0. Later in the year, text messaging functionality. It's coming. You'll have the right to speak, even if it's unpopular speech, even if it's speech that I don't personally like. It's not up to me. Maybe you don't even like Brighteon.com. You get on there, you create an account. Brighteon sucks. Guess what? You won't be banned. You'll be proving yourself wrong, by the way, by doing that. It's like, Brighteon sucks, but I wasn't censored for saying it. I guess Brighteon's kind of awesome. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. In any case, join up now. It's free. You can use it to post your videos right now. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Pro-liberty, pro-free speech, pro-America, pro-nutrition, pro-organics. You know what I mean? I'm a defender of life and liberty. Pretty simple. Take care. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.